The battle for control of the House of Representatives this year will focus on just a few dozen congressional seats around the country. None is more hotly contested or closely watched than the first congressional seat in Bucks County, where incumbent Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick faces a challenge from Democrat Scott Wallace. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Both candidates in the race are pretty accomplished people. Both went to law school. Fitzpatrick spent 18 years in the FBI before going to Congress. Wallace was a staffer in the Senate, then spent 2 decades running his family's foundation. But the campaign has become a high-stakes brawl, with more than $18 million spent so far, much of it on attack ads.
Wallace would rubber stamp Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda. $32 trillion in new spending.
Brian Fitzpatrick sided with Donald Trump and the insurance industry. He voted against protecting people with pre-existing conditions.
Bucks County law enforcement leaders say Scott Wallace sickens me, is reprehensible, and just too dangerous.
Many of the claims are exaggerated or out of context. One from each side has been condemned by fact checkers, and this week TV stations yanked an ad from an independent group attacking Wallace because its claims were such a stretch. But it's clear voters are hearing them.
Oh, they're just so difficult. They're so mean, mean-spirited.
I'll never vote for another Democrat again.
Wallace is, as far as I'm concerned, a stone-cold communist.
But when candidates meet face-to-face on a stage, you'll hear real substantive differences on issues, including the Trump tax overhaul.
I think it was utterly irresponsible to vote for the tax bill, which exploded our debt by $2 trillion. I say make the rich pay their fair share.
That's Scott Wallace at a debate in Doylestown attacking Fitzpatrick's vote for the package. Fitzpatrick argued that only economic growth will generate revenue to meet critical needs and reduce the deficit, and he says the tax cuts are working already.
Walk down Mill Street in Bristol Borough, 58 storefronts or so, there's 3 vacancies. Help wanted signs in every other store. That's economic growth. That's what we needed to do.
Both say they want to preserve Social Security, and both claim to be committed to protecting health coverage for people with pre-existing medical conditions. Wallace says Fitzpatrick's record shows his true partisan colors.
Brian Fitzpatrick voted for the tax bill, which, as Donald Trump said, cut the heart out of Obamacare, out of the Affordable Care Act, the repeal of the individual mandate.
That's true, and Wallace cites 3 procedural votes in which he says Fitzpatrick could have stood up for patients with pre-existing conditions and didn't. A Washington Post analysis of the charge says those votes didn't carry much weight. Far more important was Fitzpatrick's vote against the repeal of Obamacare when he went against President Trump and his party's leaders on a close and important vote. That brings up another Fitzpatrick selling point, his independence, which he says was recognized in a national survey by the bipartisan Lugar Center.
You have the number one most independent freshman congressman in the nation that has managed to get both the AFL-CIO Working Families endorsement and the Chamber of Commerce.
Fitzpatrick repeatedly cites his membership in the 48-member Problem Solvers Caucus in Congress, which has bipartisan proposals on gun control, Social Security, and other issues. Wallace says that's just talk.
We have someone who says he's a problem solver, but votes with Donald Trump 84-85% of the time.
Many Democrats say in this political climate, the single most important thing to consider about Fitzpatrick is his party. He'll vote for a Republican speaker in January, they say, ensuring Republican control of committee assignments and the flow of legislation, preventing gun control and alternate health care proposals from ever reaching a vote. Fitzpatrick says all 48 members of the Problem Solvers Caucus have committed to voting only for a speaker who will sign on to a set of reforms they called the Break the Gridlock Package, intended to democratize the House. That prompted me to ask him a question after the debate.
What if there is no Republican candidate who will commit to those?
And there's a centrist Democrat who agrees to it? Yes, that's a commitment we made as a caucus.
And what if there's no candidate from either party?
Well, we're going to find someone. There's no point in being in an institution that's broken. We got to fix the system.
It's been an expensive race. Wallace has invested more than $8 million of his family fortune into the campaign. National Republican groups have spent almost as much helping Fitzpatrick, generating some of the harshest personal attacks of the campaign. Polls show the race is close, and both parties seem to be spending more money as it goes down the stretch. Dave Davies, WHYY News.